So visit Dulce Pagan and other Puerto Rican prisoners of war. Yeah, libertad para Puerto Rico y los presos políticos. In Dublin, and that's where I met him. And I just got out, as he said, after 14 and a half years in federal prison for actions against the U.S. government. And the reason that I wanted to come here today is that the reason I was in prison was because I believe solidarity is the most important of human virtues. And this is a different kind of solidarity. This is solidarity among us to get our voices heard by one another. I was in prison in a lot of different places in this country, Lexington, Kentucky, Marianna, Florida, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Dublin, California. Most of those places didn't have a WBAI or a KPFA. And when I got to Dublin and could listen to KPFA, not only did it allow me to be in touch with the world, which is what the government didn't want in the first place, why they locked me and my comrades up, but it also gave me an avenue to participate from inside prison in the movements that I had been in before I went to prison. So we did work in support of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and we were able to do that by writing back, by calling KPFA, getting calls in. We were put on people's shows. We were interviewed. They gave us a voice. And they gave a voice, by giving a voice to the political prisoners, they also gave a voice to the women that we were in prison with, who appreciated it also. And from that community, I just want to say to you that all of us, and I'm going to do it too now that I'm out, need to fight to preserve those means that we have of speaking the truth and speaking truth to power, whoever slogan that is a very important slogan. And just to give one example, Mumia, they're trying to kill him. They've been trying to kill him, but they were also trying to silence him, as he says. In that, they have already been unsuccessful because of public radio. His voice has gotten out. Millions of people have heard his voice. And so that's already a defeat. So WBAI, KPFA are part of the people's struggle. They're part of the revolutionary struggle. They're part of the progressive struggle. And we need to support them and fight for them. Thank you. And I just have to finish by saying, free all political prisoners and prisoners of war.
I heard some speaking there about what went on with the when KPFA was taken over. I know that as a former pirate, how heart-wrenching it can be to get back into a radio station after a government or a police authority has torn apart your radio station. And just think about that when you think about the whole situation, that here is a management that will tear apart its own radio station in order to silence voices, legitimate voices of dissent against its gag rules and its other policies that stifle free speech. Well, now what I'd like to do is I'd like to introduce once again our musical act tonight and take a break on with about 5 minutes of music, and then we're going to continue with a lot more speakers. So once again, welcome Citizen One and just Citizen One this time. Okay, so that makes it easier to now give a big welcome to Citizen One.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? All right. So you're all here to be solidaritized this evening, no doubt, and inform each other and to get together. And solidarity is what it's all about. And if many of you New Yorkers remember, not too long ago, we had a struggle right here called the Gardens Movement. Remember that? Remember all the people that got together against seemingly impossible odds and city officials? And we won so far. Struggle continues. That's right. So this is a song. It's about solidarity. It's about protest. And it's about the Gardens. And it's a true story. It was the 24th day of February, 1999. Round the New York City Hall, there was a police line. Mayor Giuliani said no citizen was allowed to sit down on the steps or form a crowd or speak out loud. So the gardeners got together outside the city hall. The representatives from the flower kingdom also heard the call. Bumblebees and the blue lilies and the butterflies had a plan. Down with Mayor Rooney, King Tulip is our man. So they went inside to testify, it might seem quite absurd. They spoke for the plants, the trees, the insects, and the birds. They said, we've had enough, and King Tulip gave the cue. Said, come on, everybody, this sitting strikes for you. They all sang, solidarity forever, the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, we shall overcome. The caterers were bewildered, the council was amazed, the press they were impressed, and the police were confused. Mayor's staff was angry, in fact they were appalled. When was the last time singing voices filled up City Hall? With this land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. It wasn't long before more police did appear, with handcuffs, guns, and billy clubs, and I take a riot gear. Sergeant said, okay, boy, drag these trespassers away, and they just scratched their helmets and said, go. Now it may not seem so, but it was a victory for the land and for the people, for the tulips and the trees. Read it in the papers, the headlines, and the news. Said men in blue would riot here versus foes and insect barbaring kazoos. Singing solidarity forever, the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, we shall overcome. And it takes more than one action to effect a change. And it takes more than one voice to let the chimes of freedom ring. So won't you join the plan, send our friend to the king. Come on everybody, open up your hearts and sing. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. And solidarity forever, the union makes us strong. And solidarity forever, we have overcome.
Thank you, Citizen One. And he set us up great for the next couple of speakers who represent labor. Our first speaker is a labor and community activist, Ray LaForest.
Hi, folks. This is a pretty important occasion for us. If one looks at the history of Pacifica, it's been a history of arduous struggle to create and broaden a tool to assist us in a struggle to control our everyday life as workers, as citizens of this society. We have a long way to go. However, we have achieved quite a bit. Beginning around 1995, with the arrival of the Reagan clique the King Richie. We saw an attack on public speech, a push to silence public broadcasting, or at least to sanitize it so that the issues they deal with are not issues that would have a tremendous, a real impact on the political discourse in this country. I'm afraid to say that they've done a pretty good job of sanitizing PBS and the like. Now, this is the turn of WBAI and Pacifica. What we're facing is a bunch of opportunists who made a career and maybe some money on the back of the working class of this country. They have chosen people who supposedly look like us to meet the passengers of this mind. We've heard that the issue at Pacifica is an issue of diversity of race, and we beg to differ. I have here documents that attest that the 13 members, the 13 black members of KPFA, signed a statement specifically asking Dr. Berry not to use them as a scapegoat for an attack against progressive people at KPFA. It's clear to us that anybody who says that a gag rule should rule on a station that is supposedly dedicated to free speech, that is what BAI and Pacifica are all about. The ability to discuss any and every issue that are important to us. And this very attempt tells us clearly who we're dealing with. They come in disguise, but we know who they work for. Friends, the struggle today is a tremendous one. And what is at stake for us is the very future of our communities. If we think we're having hell now, let's wait. Well, let's not allow the disparition of Pacifica and WBAI, the way we know them, as tools that are unique in our struggle. There should be tenfold the amount of people here today. One of the reasons for this is that those people are talking about washing dirty laundry. Dirty laundry are issues that would affect interpersonal relationships between producers. This is not an issue of dirty laundry. These are issues dealing with our very survival as thriving communities in this country. And we'll be damned if we'll be silent. So we should make it our job today that each one of us makes his or her business to talk to everybody who is a listener of WBAI, to call the station and break in and make sure that the public that it listens to BAI knows what is at stake, knows that what those people are planning is the end of WBAI. Let's not let this happen, and we should win this battle if we get together and fight together. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I have a few announcements. Couple of things. Actually, we have, at the moment, WBAI is in a fund drive, a subscription drive to increase their subscriptions. They're asking for $50, $65, $75, $100, and I think that's okay. One thing you have to know, that 17% of that money goes to the Pacifica Foundation for goons, PR firms, inflated salaries, and the rest of it. So that's just, you know, you should know that. You know, I don't advocate not giving it. I just think you should know that the money goes someplace. Another thing, we have a can. Save Our Station is working on a shoestring. And so we're going to pass the can around. And if you have any money you want to donate to complete, you know, further the cause, so we can keep more teachings and more information going around, we're going to pass the can around, okay? Hold on. It's 95% protein, money is. So we'll pass the can around. Please try to be generous. If someone wants to carry the can around, who wants to volunteer? Someone? Okay. Great. Andrea.
Thank you. All right. There's a woman here. California is having petitions that you may have legal rights as a Pacifica Station listener and supporter. And Carolyn, which will be right over here, has petitions that you can sign and fill out. A lot of this information is on the web. If you go to www.radioforall.com/FreePacifica, or you can just go to www.wbai.net and then follow the links, because you'll find everything. If you just go to one, you can go to all the rest of them. There you'll also find that the Radio for All site, that there's a defense fund for the lawsuit that's being against Pacifica Foundation to remove the to take back their self-governing vote that they took. It's more detailed, and you can find out about that also. I have papers for anyone who wants to send money to that fund that doesn't have the internet, because I only have a few. So anyone who wants those to know where to send money, please see me. Also, there's still the sign-up sheet over here on the back of the bicycle if you want to be notified of other events. And we have our meeting, Save Our Station meeting, tomorrow at 6:30 at 25 St. Mark's Place. That's between 2nd and 3rd on St. Mark's Place. And also, there's on the website, there's all kinds of information, pictures, everything you could ever imagine is on the websites there. And so please look it up. And if you want to know more about what went on at KPFA, Khalil Jacob Spenthousey, he's over here, and he'll talk to you if you want to speak to him some more. He has to raise his hand and go over there, and you can speak to him. Also, at the end of this demonstration, or talk a little after 8, whoever would like to join the musical group in a little walk, we're lucky that right in our neighborhood, Frank Millspa lives. And we're going to go have a visit over there. And anyone would like to join us, complete with a musical group, we shall go inform the neighborhood who lives in their neighborhood. A theft of a beautiful thing, Pacifica Radio. Someone's trying to steal it. And we can actually go over there and, you know, inform the neighborhood. So about 8:15, we'll organize to take a walk. A legal walk. It's our rights. I think it's constitutional right to take a walk, no matter how many you are, as long as you don't walk in the street. So please join us. We'd love to have you. Okay, I guess that's all the announcements for now. Please don't make a mess. We have to clean it up. There they are behind us. Careful. Don't do anything wrong. All right, now our next speaker is going to be R. Paul Martin. He's the chief steward, chief steward of the UE Local 404 WBAI's union of paid and unpaid staff. There's been a struggle there. They've been working out a contract without a contract forever. And please welcome R. Paul Martin. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm a producer at WBAI 99.5 FM. We must remember to give you the frequency. And I'm also the chief steward in the union. We're part of Amalgamated Local 404 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America. And it's a very good union. The UE has stood behind us in our struggles with management for the past 12 years of the existence of this union. And believe me, we have needed them. One of the great things about WBAI is that you hear the voices of people who are not approved of or screened by the people in power. You hear the voices of people who are ordinary people, who have ordinary concerns, and who are not beholden to the people in power. And that is something we must struggle to preserve, because you don't hear that elsewhere. You're never going to hear it on commercial radio, that's for certain. And this is an irony that we have these people on the Pacifica National Board who have never done anything, most of them, to build any of the 5 radio stations, or to actually build Pacifica, and now, through various machinations, they've put themselves in positions of power. They've made themselves de facto owners of the entire Pacifica Foundation. They never built it, and they apparently have great contempt for those who have built it over the past half century. We are engaged in a struggle here with various stations around the country trying to fight, and I must say all the stations are actually fighting, even the ones where they have kept unions out, as in WPFW and KPFT in Washington, D.C. and in Houston, Texas. They have struggled, Pacifica Management has, to keep the unions out of those stations, and some of us have tried to bring them in there. And someday I'm hoping we will unionize all five Pacifica stations. Some of what's happening is people need to be informed. We have to tell you that it is absolutely wrong for Pacifica to be spending listener sponsors' money on trying to bust the unions. They have hired union-busting firms in the past. You've heard about the armed goon squads they have hired to throw the programmers out of KPFA. They have spent money on several different spin doctors and the big PR firm where we don't know how much they have spent. They may be actually bankrupting Pacifica in trying to bust unions. We have to stay together. We have to have solidarity. This is a long struggle. The people who are doing this didn't just start this in February. They have been planning this for years. This guy Millspaugh over here, he's been planning this for a number of years. You can find out about him. He was on the national board, and his membership had lapsed, and they let him stay there. How corrupt is that? A guy who has no right to be on a board is allowed to vote. That's what's happened to Pacifica and the national board. Okay, I just want to say that we're continuing fighting. There's a great deal happening. Because this is a long struggle, the history of it is gigantic, and it takes a lot of detail. If you want to, those of you who have web access, there are various websites. You can try the unofficial WBAI Union website at www.gliv.com. That's GLIV.com. And the union is hanging in there. On September 13th, we have an NLRB hearing where we are going to be bringing management up on charges of stealing work from the union by putting it into management. Unions have a great wedge in that we can do legal things like file charges with the NLRB and things like that. But we also need the listeners to do things that the unions can't do, to do things that the unions are not allowed to do by law. With all of us working together, we can stop these people from taking over Pacifica and from destroying BAI. Thank you.
Long live the union! Now, I'd like to introduce our next guest. So I'd just like to remind everybody, we do have quite a long list of speakers, including the WBAI producers who have showed up here. So we're going to try to ask everybody to try to keep it to about 3 minutes so we can fit everybody in. So without further ado, here's Mitchell Cohen with the Red Balloon Collective and the Green Party.
Hi, I'm Mitchell, as she said, like Randy said, from the Green Party and from the Red Balloon Collective. This is Brooklyn Green's banner. People's Republic of Brooklyn is in the house, I guess. People here from Brooklyn?
Yes!
Of course, we're always here. Well, some people would like to turn WBAI and Pacifica stations into the version of National Public Radio, NPR, or as we say, National Petroleum Radio. That's the vision that the government has and that the leadership of Pacifica Radio has. The leadership is there for a purpose. They're there to undermine and subvert, with elections coming up next year, to attack any and every voice where people get together and explore their commonality and create movements for social change. I'm wearing a button, this button next to my Mamiya button. There's a button that says, Save WBAI. This was from 20 years ago. It was given to me by my friend Howard Brownstein's temporarily in the back. I have to return it after. Howard Brownstein works with the Sierra Club in New York City. The Sierra Club, the same thing is happening to in New York City. They're under attack by government forces who wanted to support Pataki in the last election, and the Sierra Club in New York City refused to. And so they're under attack now to subvert the board. This is a sustained type of movement. It is just not isolated to Pacifica Radio, but to all the radical nonprofits and revolutionary and radical groups that exist. And we need to fight it as such. It's not simply a trade union issue, although of course it has to do with the rights of workers on the job. And it's not simply a listener's issue. It's an issue of attack by increasingly fascistic forces to destroy popular movements that get the word out and organize people to resist the coming fascism in the United States. I want to encourage everybody to join SOS, the Save Our Station. It's really important that we organize in a different way than we have in the past. Now, as I said, I worked with the Green Party. I didn't think any group could get more dysfunctional than that until I started going to SOS meetings. So we need to get more people. But despite all of our dysfunctionality, or maybe because of that, we're able to move in a different way, in a way that's much harder to subvert, because we subvert ourselves. But it's much harder to subvert by the forces of the government and the forces of the state. We believe in action. We're going to be, as Patty said, going to march to Frank Milspaugh's apartment. If you don't know who he is, this is the leaflet. It explains who he is. He's on the national board. He used to be a representative from the local board. Now they had a self-coup. So the national board, as most of you know, of Pacifica Radio, has taken over and appointed themselves in charge of the whole apparatus of Pacifica, regardless of what anybody in the local levels decide or want. And it's just outrageous what's happening, and we can roll it back. It's not all that difficult to roll it back if we're willing to see that we're in a war against people who are not our friends, but who pretend to be our friends. Just two emails I wanted to read that just came over the wire today. One is that the state legislature of California has been calling hearings that begin this Friday on the situation at Pacifica and at KPFA in California. Mary Frances Berry and Lynn Chadwick have announced today that they will not go and appear before those hearings, before the state legislature. This is an outrage. They won't even, exactly right, not only are they cowards, but it has to do with some larger strategy that their lawyers are telling them to pursue. Because if they go and appear before a state board, then they think, credibility on the national level for the national lawsuits that are coming down, so they can't claim that the state has no jurisdiction, which is what they're trying to claim. So they're refusing to go before a government body that was signed by a quarter of the legislature in California. But others are going, and the people from KPFA are going. Another, just to show you how it comes down, all these people are coming up in court. Well, in court, for the fifth day in a row, persons arrested in KPFA support actions have been in court today. This group of today of six defendants was arrested for jaywalking. They were made to sit in court all day the other day. It was postponed again until today. At the end of the day, the judge, who used to be on the Pacifica National Board, all right, this is Judge Rhine, and she has said she waits until every last hour and minute of effort is squeezed out of people, and now she's saying at the end of two or three days of time people on the court, well, I can't do this. I recuse myself because I've been on the board of Pacifica. And she does this each and every time. So it's great that she recuses herself. It should have been at the beginning, instead of wasting everybody's fucking time. And this is an intentional plot against her, just harass people, not even a plot. It's her decision to harass people. Okay. Two more points and then I'm off, because there's a lot of pressure. One, many of you may not know that Mary Frances Berry, in her position as a Clinton appointee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, to head that commission, which is having all sorts of scandalous problems right now, money problems, where she's accused of all sorts of mismanagement of funds, and that's going to be coming up in a while as well. Somebody wants to know how much money disappeared. I really don't know, because it's not there to count right now. But Mary Frances Berry, in that position, called Janet Reno, who called the FBI to call Father Chang, who called the police in California to arrest the demonstrators and to lean on the demonstrators. That's how this whole thing got kick-started, with all the arrests in California. So she used her position on the Civil Rights Commission to talk to other federal officials in order to force or push the local police to arrest and harass the demonstrators in California. A total misuse of any kind of integrity and any kind of position on the federal level for private reasons. And it's outrageous. They also turned over the names of 2,000 people who sent emails and letters. They turned over their letters and emails to the local police. Now, this is supposed to be a news agency, right? Pacifica running KPFA. KPFA leadership with Lynn Chadwick and Mary Frances Berry turned over the names of people to the police so they could read through the letters to look for, quote, violent tendencies in any of these letters. Exactly right. It's a police state. So we have to realize that we're fighting against the police state. That's a serious struggle. It's not just a trade union issue. It's not just a couple of people, Mary Frances Berry and Lynn Chadwick. It's a whole sustained campaign, and they're just the puppets right now that are running this campaign. And when they're out, they'll try to insert other puppets. But right now, the people are strong, and we're getting together, and we are winning it. All power to the people. Free Mumia. Free Leonard Peltier.
And if what Mitchell just said isn't enough, remember that all of us listeners and producers for WBAI were called dysfunctional. Well, just remember, functional organizations are National Public Radio. That's a functional corporation. Do they provide interesting radio? No. All these commercial radio stations up and down the dial, they're all very functional at making money. Are they entertaining? Are they informative? I don't think so. So all of us dysfunctional people, remember that dysfunctional people make great radio. With that, I'd like to introduce Richie Perez from the National Congress of Puerto Rican Rights.
If it wasn't for Pacifica and BAI here, most of us wouldn't know shit. Many of us got our political education partially in the street and partially on 99.5. I've been active in the Puerto Rican movement for 30 years, but it was through Pacifica that I learned about the gay struggle, that I learned most about the labor struggle, that I heard voices that inspired me from other movements, and that I came to understand the commonality of all forms of oppression. It wasn't on Pacifica, however, that I heard and saw examples of the kind of treachery that we're dealing with now. That was in real life, because Pacifica is not the first institution to come under attack by people who call themselves progressive and left, but whose agenda will take us to the right and disarm us. We've seen a number of institutions in our community, and usually there are rationales that are offered. It's the budget, so we can't do any more community outreach. I'll give you an example. The Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College was created out of the struggle of the Puerto Rican community. When the Center for Puerto Rican Studies was under attack by the CUNY officials, they said, let's set up a community advisory board to help defend us against the attack by the CUNY officials. We did that. They begged us to go on that board. I hate being on boards. They begged us to go on the board. We went on the board. We fought the CUNY officials. We solidified the existence of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies. The next thing they began to do, muzzle the most radical staff members that were there. Not allow them to speak. Not allow them to bring issues. Begin to eliminate the community outreach work. Eventually dissolve the community advisory board and threatened the staff that they would be fired if they had any dealings with the community advisory board. Today, the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College has been taken over by middle class, what we used to call petty bourgeois opportunists, who have turned their back on the community struggle that created them and created their jobs in the first place. and now no longer has the same kind of effective voice and impact in our community. What made it so important? The struggle to blend in their situation, to blend academia and grassroots together. Is it easy to do? No, it's not easy to do, but that's the challenge that we have to face. When we break our ties to our communities, however narrow or broad we define them, we are always in danger of losing our bearings. Community radio is community. If you don't have community, how can you have community radio? If you're free speech radio, how can you have censorship? I've been a subscriber to Pacifica and to BAI for a long time. And I got a chance to meet Mary Frances Berry because she came to New York for the Civil Rights Commission hearings. And I'm part of a coalition, our organization, the National Congress of Puerto Rican Rights, is in a coalition with the Committee Against Anti-Asian Violence, the Audre Lorde Project, and Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, and a group called FIST, Forever in Struggle Together. And we all work together on the issue of police brutality, trying to bridge our communities and bring people together, especially young people. So when the Civil Rights Commission came to New York to have the hearings, where they were going to ask questions of Giuliani, et cetera, et cetera, they had a meeting with us before, the night before, in which we supplied a bunch of questions for them. And things that they, a line of questioning that they needed to follow. And they adopted a number of the questions. So we got to meet her at that meeting. It was the first time I had met her. When this whole thing went down with BAI and with Pacifica and KPFA and the censorship of Democracy Now, and the threat to sell our radio network, I went to BAI and I told them, look, the movement against police brutality, which we've been involved in for decades, but today is on the top of the agendas, on the top of people's consciousness. That's because primarily the families of victims have stopped being victims and have become actors in their own lives and have taken it to a strong struggle in the street. Second, because community-based groups and people of all nationalities have rallied behind them. And third, because we had a communications network that was able to connect the death of Anthony Baez here with the death of Taisha Miller in California. And we had radio stations and a network of communications that tied it all together and made it impossible to ignore the fact that we have a national epidemic of police abuse in this country. When we announced that we were going to write our letter, and we told people in BAI, somehow the word got back to the Pacifica board, and Mary Frances Berry called me up and wanted to know why we were going to denounce her. And I said, it's not about denouncing you, because it's really not about her personality, and it's not about the on-air personalities. It's about, we got to have our communications and information network, otherwise we cannot have a social movement. Our movement is going to be crippled without the ability to exchange information and educate each other. I said, that's what it's about. It's not about you personally, because I really don't give a shit about her or any of the other board members or any of the on-air personalities. I mean, I like some of them, but yo, it's beyond that. It's really beyond us too. It's about this institution created out of struggle, and it's got to survive, because without it, we're not going to have a voice. So she played a card on me. It wasn't the race card, but she played another card. She said, well, you know, if you denounce me, it's going to undercut the effect of the report we're going to put out on police brutality. And I said, now that's some low shit, because you already undercut the effect of the report you're going to put out on police brutality, because you called the police on the people. Thank you.